My guest at this time is Bonner Cohen. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. The organization has established a sort of counter demonstration to Occupy DC called Occupy Occupy DC. Both groups are sharing space in Freedom Plaza with very different agendas, but the Occupy Occupy DC group through the National Center has also been putting on some very helpful demonstrations about issues they say ought to be of great concern to Americans, as well as some that they believe are a little bit hypocritical. One involved what is actually involved in the cleanup of a new compact fluorescent light bulb in terms of making sure your family's health is kept safe. And they're also now focused on the issue of wind turbines. And Bonner, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, I know the more recent demonstration you've got there is the wind turbines, and apparently this is primarily designed to show that birds have a much better life with the traditional energy sources than perhaps the more modern versions, correct?
That's absolutely correct. The estimates of the number of birds killed by wind turbines in the United States, and no one knows this exactly, but it's somewhere between a low of 100,000 and some put it as high as over 400,000 a year. Now, if you think about it, this is absolute madness that we have, through taxpayer subsidies, made an industry possible that produces only around 3.5% of our electricity, but which does so at an enormous cost to wildlife, because in addition to the hundreds of thousands of birds that are killed, probably an equal number of bats also are killed. Now, bats may not be the most lovable creatures on the face of the earth, but they do very useful things, such as eat insects. And the fewer bats you have, the more insects you will have, the greater the possibility of spread of disease. So what we would like to see, among other things, is, look, as long as you're going to subject other businesses, other forms of energy to the likes of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Eagle Protection Act, and so on, then that same should apply to the wind industry, which demonstrably does an enormous amount of harm to birds, which fly around and manage by the thousands and thousands and thousands to be caught in the rotors of these unsightly wind farms that are springing up all over the country.
Bonner, you talked about it a little bit at the beginning of your response there. Contrast the numbers of birds that are being harmed by the wind farms compared to the wildlife being harmed by the more traditional energy sources.
That's right. If you just think of things like oil wells, coal mines, and wells that are being used now throughout the country, where we're getting to shale gas and so-called tight oil, where is the loss to wildlife? It is absolutely negligible. What's very interesting is I recently read an article in which the game commissioner for the state of Pennsylvania estimated that around 10,000 bats are killed every year by wind turbines in Pennsylvania. Well, that's absolutely absurd, because Pennsylvania sits atop the Marcellus Shale and also the Utica Shale, both of which are absolutely loaded with natural gas. Natural gas doesn't kill birds. Wind turbines do. Natural gas is a reliable, affordable source of energy. Wind turbines are not. This is why they require a subsidy to keep them in business.
Bonner, do you feel like you're making much progress with the other occupiers as you make messages like this?
Well, actually, we are. These people, however much we may disagree about a whole bunch of things, aren't really enthusiastic about seeing birds killed. And birds killed, by the way, on taxpayers' dollars.
We're talking with Bonner Cohen of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, sir, you also did a demonstration not long ago about what's entailed with dealing with a dropped and broken compact fluorescent light bulb. Explain why that's a little more complicated than cleaning up a traditional dropped light bulb.
Oh, indeed it is, because these newfangled light bulbs that the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency and others who are imposing their unique vision of green energy on the rest of us, if these things break in your home, it's not a matter of getting out the broom and sweeping them up and putting them in the trash container. You have mercury in your home, which is something that requires a tremendous amount of care when you clean it up. Now, the delicious irony here is that the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency recently came out with new regulations ostensibly designed to reduce our exposure to mercury, which is actually negligible in the sense that it comes from coal-powered power plants, but it can be a real problem when you have one of these newfangled light bulbs that, like all light bulbs, can be broken, and then you have mercury, not trace elements in the air that you can barely measure, but real mercury on your kitchen floor, where it poses a threat to human life, the lives of your pets, the lives of your children, your toddlers crawling around. And so what we did is we had broken one of these things and had guys in hazmat suits go in and clean it up. Now, that's a nice bit of street theater, but sadly, there's a huge element of truth in this, that the people who are calling the shots with respect to the light bulbs that we use in this country have saddled us with light bulbs which actually endanger our health. And I'm sitting here in front of my computer with one of these twisty little light bulbs that you buy in supermarkets now, which provide an inferior quality of light to the traditional incandescent light bulbs, which Congress, in its infinite wisdom, decided to do away with a few years ago. And this, I think, is undoubtedly contributing to people, to eye strain, and to people ruining their vision. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Bonner, you mentioned that the government is phasing out the incandescent light bulbs, the traditional light bulbs. What other alternatives are there to the ones that could poison our children?
The ones that the light bulbs that are on the market now, we are being told, and this is probably correct, that they last somewhat longer than the incandescent light bulbs, but they also cost a lot more, which for people living on fixed incomes or in this very rough economy that we're having, it means you're having to spend more money for your light. And the problem that I've encountered, I know a whole bunch of other people encountered, is just the inferior quality of light that we are now reading by. And why would we do something like this? There was absolutely nothing wrong with the incandescent light bulb, the modern version of which was invented by no less than Thomas Edison over 100 years ago. It brought an enormous amount of relief to people and made their lives so much easier to live. We did away with this, and we now have newfangled light bulbs that are coming on stream now. That are demonstrably inferior in the terms of the quality of light that they produce.
Fascinating stuff. Bonner, where can folks learn more about this?
Please go to the National Center for Public Policy Research's website, which is nationalcenter.org, and read all about us.
Nationalcenter.org. Bonner, great having you with us. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Again, nationalcenter.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.